Well, I want to welcome y'all to another Daily Decad, your rosary on the road. I'm actually on take number 4 today. I don't know what's going wrong with me, but I've just been having a heck of a time. I have to beg your forgiveness for Friday. I think yesterday was understandable. I was out with my family, didn't get time to myself because of everything that I had to get done. Being a federal holiday, I was fortunate enough to have the day off. But Friday was entirely on me. I just got so caught up in my own thoughts, lost in my own head, that by the time I realized I hadn't done the recording yet, I was so close to my destination that I couldn't. And I hope you forgive me. I don't record these in the afternoon anymore because I don't have air conditioning working on my car. And it was 92 degrees driving home. And doing that without open windows, nobody can hear me if I open the windows. So doing that without open windows is, I should have offered it up as a cross, and it's one that I chose not to bear. So I hope that y'all just forgive me for missing on Friday. Yesterday, I was out with family, because it was a federal holiday. Had a wonderful day, and I had a couple of thoughts from the weekend that we'll talk about in a little bit. But first of all, I don't have any special intentions in the inbox, and I'd like you to change that by writing in to dailydecadrequests@protonmail.com. That's Decad, DECADE, requests in the plural at protonmail.com. And, you know, share this around with other people that you know. Part of the reason that I think I've got a lot of prayer intentions that have come in from the existing audience, but one of the things that would help provide prayers for us to say is to have more people listening. And if you think this could be helpful to somebody, share it with them. Tell them about it. You can get this thing, you know, we're everywhere right now. We're broadcasting. We haven't been taken down anywhere yet. So you can find this on Spotify. You can find it on Google Podcasts. You can find it on Breaker. And I know a couple people that use Podcast Addict that are subscribed to our RSS feed. You know, there's all sorts of ways to get this, and it's a short segment. I really try to keep it under 30 minutes whenever I do a recording. So it's a good way for people to get kind of a quick little devotional in. And that's really what my goal is. So the more people I can reach, the better. So do please share this around, and maybe I'll be able to get some more people who are writing in to give me some prayers to say for them. In the meantime, though, given everything that happened to me over this weekend, and based on a conversation I had this morning, actually, I think an appropriate group of people to pray for today are those who are heavy laden. We had a sermon, you know, and I'm making that reference backward to, I think, an earlier recording that I did today and had to scrap. But I heard a homily over the weekend. I go around and hunt down homilies to help me do this thing and keep myself in a spiritual mind. And I found a homily on those who are heavy laden, come and I will give you rest. And I thought there was a good opportunity to kind of hit a couple of different topics after we say our prayers. But, you know, I don't know that I've ever prayed for those who are heavy laden. We've prayed for those that are in doubt. We've prayed for those that struggle with their faith. We've prayed for those who are ignorant of the faith. We've never prayed for those who just are burdened. And all of us have our own burdens, obviously, but there are some people who are, if they had to describe their general existence, it would be one of burdens. They're sort of mankind's pack animals, or rather the world's creation's pack animals, I suppose. You know, they carry all their cares around with them on their backs, and a few other people's cares as well. And I think those people really, we've been remiss not to pray for them. So I'd like to pray for everybody who's working long hours, everybody who's working overly hard, people who are burdened with stresses and anxieties, who are having trouble with their families, who have trouble with their wives or their children, people who have trouble with their work, people who are overladen with anxieties about their parents or about the children, about those around them, about themselves, addicts, all those sorts of people, anyone who has a great burden on their shoulders. I think it's appropriate to pray for them today. Now, today is a Tuesday, but since we missed yesterday, now, you know what, I was going to say let's do it in Latin, but today's a Tuesday, we'll go ahead and do it in English. So let's go ahead and get our rosaries out and turn our hearts and minds to God and pray for those who are burdened and heavy laden. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, weeping and mourning from this vale of tears. Turn then, O gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy unto us, and after this our exile, shew unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace into our hearts, that we to whom the incarnation of Christ, thy Son, was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. O most blessed Virgin Mary, sorrowful mother, whose immaculate heart is aflame with thy Son's love for mankind, and is soft with compassion for us poor sinners as we slog through this vale of tears. Look compassionately upon all those who are heavy laden with burdens of anxiety and of fear and of difficulty of any kind. and appeal to thy Son, our Lord and God, that these burdens might be lifted from them, and that they have easier access to him, that their cares may be alleviated by his presence in their life. And we ask this in the name of thy Son, and our Lord and God, Jesus Christ, who with the Father and the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, one God, world without end. Amen. In all of our daily struggles, St. Michael the Archangel defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, thy kingdom come. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. I was thinking about people who are heavy burdened and heavy laden, and not necessarily because I myself am. I've got things pretty good. My mind gets occupied at times, but I've got things pretty well. But I was thinking about that passage, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And I had thought about a couple of things that we've talked about in the past here, a reflection that I offered on modesty, a reflection that I offered on distractions, reflections that I've offered on prayer. And this line stood out to me for some reason, it jumped out at me. And it occurred to me that the alleviation of burdens that is contained in Christ and in worship of Christ and worship of God is a real alleviation, but in this life it is often not permanent, such that we regard it, I think, with a little bit of doubt. I certainly have in the past regarded it with a little bit of doubt, much to my own I'm not particularly proud of it, but it is something that I've done and I've reflected on. I'm sure I'm not the only one who has. It occurred to me when I was in Mass, actually, what this really means. When you are worshiping God, praying to God, and if you're doing it well, the only thing you really are doing at that point, if you're doing it well, is praying to God and just being with God. And that's true of the sacraments. It's true of the Holy Mass. It's true of any time you pray. It's true of any time that you spend with God. It's just you and God. And in those moments, when you hopefully become more clearly aware of what actually is and what actually is not important in this life, the burdens of this world do seem very light indeed, and they are lifted. And Christ says, "Come to me, all you who are heavy laden," because we will remain burdened as long as we remain apart from God and apart from Christ. But when we seek him constantly and are looking for him in everything that we do, he will make himself available to us. And he'll do so in a way that requires very little effort on our part, really. And it's in that that our burdens are lifted. If we could train ourselves to have Christ before us and think about him constantly, we will find that the anxieties of the world filter through that lens that an active Christian life places over our eyes, and we begin to see all of what burdens us, what we think important, fall away and be replaced by one goal, which is Christ. And all it really requires is a sort of awareness, a thoughtfulness about our religiosity. And that's something that, you know, I had done a sort of a talk on modesty, and that modesty is within, it's not without, it's not what you have, it's not what you're wearing, it's what's true of your heart. Now, if your heart is of a certain way, you're going to wear certain things. But I still stand by that. But I think we can add to it as well that, you know, all these things people complain about, whether it's men or women or what they, you know, what people end up wearing to church, the fact that women have stopped covering their heads, the fact that men are showing up in golf shirts and shorts because they're going out to the, you know, they're going off on the course after they finish up, you know, all of that sort of thing, how people talk, how people clap during a mass if they hear something they like, all of these things about the modern mass that really frustrates I guess what we call traditional aesthetics, they're all blamed on one thing or another. You know, it's usually a sort of immodesty. You know, there's offensive dress mentioned by Our Lady of Fatima. But I think that what it comes down to has less to do with these externals, and even not as much to do with the desire not to be ostentatious that we talked about as the opposite of being a the avoiding ostentation is the root of modesty, you know. And we talked about that. I talked about that. But it seems to me that what really is going on there is people are not preparing themselves to go into the presence of God. Whether it's at a service, Protestant prayer service, or whether it's at the Mass, where the Eucharist becomes present, where Jesus Christ is actually physically there, body, soul, blood, and divinity. We think a lot about what others might see. We think a lot about what others might think. We think about what we want and what we like. But it is more often than not, I find, that people who are going to services or going to Mass actually think very little about, well, what they're going there for. It's kind of taken for granted in many cases. It's not necessarily a bad thing if you go to Mass frequently enough that you take the going to Mass to be take it for granted as a thing that's just going to happen. That does show that you've got a very active devotional life. But it also shows that you've got the externals down, you know. If a man dresses very well to go to Mass, and he does so that others will notice that he is well dressed, then he has lost the graces of that kind of male modesty standing before our Lord. And as we talked about before, that does have to do with some ostentation. But it also has to do with a certain degree of thoughtlessness on his part. He's still more concerned with the burdens. He hasn't put down his burdens. He's more concerned with what the world thinks than being in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament, being in the presence of God Himself. And the same thing is true of women who show up wearing slacks, particularly tight-fitting pants, and don't cover their heads. This indicates, perhaps it indicates a failure to believe in the real presence. But what it really, and people do say that, it's because nobody believes in the real presence anymore. Well, yes, to a degree. The reality is that most people don't think about it. You ask your average Catholic on the street about the real presence in the Eucharist, they may or may not believe in it. Most of them have probably not thought about it. Poor catechesis, in addition to ignorance, also breeds a sort of negligence where people just, they don't know about it. It's not something that interests them. It's not something that concerns them. And the result of this is that they act as though they don't believe in it, because they don't prepare themselves to go before it. And the same thing is true in Mass in general. People don't dress well for mass. Part of it is an immodesty. And there are plenty of vain women and men out there that are guilty of this in particular, and that want to catch the eye of people around them. That is something. But in most cases, it's because people aren't thinking about where they're going, and they're not making any preparations at all to go there. When you go to Sunday Mass, or I mean, this is true of Protestants as well, and Orthodox, if you're keeping the Holy Day, our Lord's Day, and then you have to be giving some thought about what it is that you're doing. And if you're not thinking about it, if you're not preparing yourself, putting yourself in the right frame of mind, then you will give very poor worship indeed. And at the end of it, you're not really keeping the day. You know, it's one of the common things that people say about women who dress scantily in church, is that they're distracting other people. And there is some of that, you know. But more so, it's because they haven't thought about what they're doing there. Because if they had thought about what they were doing there, then they would behave as though they were before the face of God. They would act that way, but they don't. Which means they're not giving thought to what it is that they're doing. Our preparation for putting off of our burdens on Sunday is what allows us to take rest. If you don't put down the knapsack that you're carrying around with you when you go to take a drink of water at the well, you can't really enjoy the drink of water at the well because you never stop working, you never get out of the world. And Christ is the water of life. Well, you aren't able to take the deep drafts of the water the way that you would if you put down the burdens and if you thought about what it is that you're doing. And it would solve so many problems, the immodesty in churches, the lack of concern, the lack of belief in the real presence, all of it. If everybody just thought about for a moment, this is a time off from the world. You don't need to think about tea time. You don't need to think about the work that you do. You don't need to concern yourself with what other people think of you, about the about appearances that draw attention, ostentation, all of that. None of it matters. It's all put aside. You dress and prepare yourselves inwardly for God, and those burdens will be laid aside, and you will get rest. And from that, you'll get refreshment that allows you to carry those burdens throughout the week, both the big burdens, which are the anxieties that we carry, as well as the small burdens, which are the ordinary worldly cares that are just part and parcel to daily life. And so my prayer is that everyone who's listening to this should be able to lay aside their burdens and should be able to take rest and refreshment on Sunday so as to be able to bear those burdens more easily and discern which ones they can stop carrying throughout their weekly and daily lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.